Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Monday. Hopefully everyone's going to have a wonderful week, and we're here to bring that uplifting positive news to your ears, to your hearts, and shine the light on the joy that's going on and all the love that's going on in the world. That's what we do every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue and how you can fix it. We spotlight a nonprofit that's doing wonderful things, or we have an interview. This week, we're going to do original flow for real this time. Yeah, but you know, last week we did Defending Millennials, Defending the Youth. If you want to support the podcast, leave us a 5-star review, hit that like button, subscribe, and share. Tell everyone about this wonderful positive news that we bring every Monday and Wednesday. Tim, how are you?
I am sleepy, but I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. A little frustrated, but good. Frustrated with, you know, trying to build things. Building things from scratch is not easy. Who knew?
I hear you, man, but how's your classes going, man? I know you're building what, a dog door right now? A doggy door?
An automatic pet door.
Legit.
I mean, yeah, it's only 2 more weeks, Tim. Only 2 more weeks.
Well, good luck, man. I know it's almost over, man.
Yeah. Let's get to the positive news story. School is not good for me mentally right now.
I hear you, man. Well, you got 5 stories today, JP, so I think you should start off.
So, I have a story about, speaking of school, it's about basically a program that's going to happen. It's going to be in Great Britain. So, what it is like, we have an astounding amount of children. They're suffering from anxiety and depression. They have to deal with, you know, bullying that they can't get away from, exam stress, dissatisfaction with their bodies, trouble at home, all kinds of other factors. And you can't really escape any of that with the internet and social media. So what they're doing is they're making sure every school has counseling and basically just sessions and therapists at school to like help with mental health with the youth. The idea is it's a government plan that's being launched basically in 2019. And the idea is like, listen, the new funding, it's worth it. We need to raise our mental health up. We don't need any kid committing suicide. It's really tough to be alive. There's a lot of new stresses we don't fully understand. And it's in our taxpayers' benefits, it's in our kids' benefits, it's in our future benefits to have this program to help out the children. I think it's awesome. That's why I wanted to talk about it. Tim, how do you feel about this?
Man, I thought that is awesome. I'm glad that people are actually paying attention to what's going on. That, you know, it's a lot harder these days to live than it was, you know, ever before with, you know, social media, etc. So the fact that, you know, they're putting money into this and actually taking the time to realize that, hey, you know, we don't need our kids committing suicide, etc. So I think that's amazing, man.
Starting in 2019, we will have a follow-up in, I guess, 2020 to see how it's going.
Turn up, man. Well, you know what's funny? My first story is actually a follow-up from last year. So check this out. We talked about a mom. She basically has 2 kids, and they're in the military. And every year she sends them care packages for Christmas. And whenever she sent her kids care packages, she realized that from hearing from her sons that there's a lot of soldiers that don't receive anything, not even a letter for Christmas. So what she decided to do, her name is Leanne. She decided to put together care packages to send to her son's friends and everybody out there, all the soldiers out there that aren't getting care packages. So her and her friends, they started doing it, and it ended up turning into a small organization called Support the Troops. It's a charity that they started about 10 years ago. And that's why it's a follow-up, because they're still doing it, and this is their 10th year anniversary with them teaming up with the Salvation Army to do it. And I just thought it was really amazing, and obviously, you know, it's a positive, true story, obviously. That's why we're talking about it here. I mean, it's super positive, it's super nice, and it's just like, it's a time, it's the season of giving, man, absolutely.
What are in these care packages?
I wish I knew, man. I'm assuming, you know, letters, blankets.
Socks, underwear.
Etc. Yeah.
I mean, I really need some socks for Christmas. Shout out, Mom, if you're listening.
I see what you did there.
But yeah, that is crazy how I never thought about how military, if you're in the military and you're overseas, like, how are you getting Christmas gifts? That's just not happening. It's going to be hard to get you anything, like a letter. That's going to be difficult.
Man, and the fact that they're putting these care packages together, it's ridiculous. Like, I can see some items that are, like, in them, and it's just, like, some of them are even games, lotion. It's just random stuff like that. So the fact that they're putting stuff like that together and to think how hard it is to get something, period, out there, it's pretty dope. Yeah, they've put together over 10,000 packages altogether throughout the 10 years they've been doing it.
Nice. We should do that next year, Tim.
That actually sounds kind of cool, man. I'm with that.
You think you get your kids, your cross-country kids, to help out?
Absolutely, man. We can start early on that for sure.
And we could take it up to Tinker Air Force Base. That's in Oklahoma City if you're not from Oklahoma. And we could take them up there.
Yeah, I'm with that, man, for sure. That sounds like a fun group project.
That sounds like something we should have thought of a couple of weeks ago, so we could do it this year.
For sure. It always happens like this, though, man. We always come up with ideas extra late. But as long as we put them together and we actually attempt them, good things will happen.
Yeah, we need to start having a book of ideas.
Yeah, I'm with that, man.
Positive ideas to make happen.
Tú sabes.
Speaking of positive ideas to make happen, so there's a... I'm right back in England. So there's a grocery store. It's called Co-ops 125 East of England Stores. That's...
Wait. That's the name?
That's what it says, man. I've never been to England.
I hear that.
And so what it is and what it's doing is it's keeping all the out-of-date products in stock for a month. And what not like the use-by stuff. So there's like meat, fish, and dairy. It's like use-by such and such. They're getting rid of all that. But there's certain like expiration dates where it's like best by, let's say 3/30/2018.
Right.
So what happens on 3/30/2018 is usually all this stuff is just taken away. It's just food waste. And they're like, it's best by 2018. That doesn't mean we have to throw it away. That doesn't mean we have to get rid of it. So they're going to keep it on their shelves for a month to cut down on food waste.
That's dope. Man, I've definitely like... My wife, you know, Edna, she, like, always tells me, just because it says Best Buy doesn't mean it's expired. You better make sure that milk's not bad. And she's, like, really big into, like, not wasting food. So I can definitely relate. That's dope that they're doing that. I know she would appreciate that story for sure.
I think we all can. Like, less food waste is always a good thing.
For sure, man. For sure. Especially working in the restaurant industry, man. It's tough.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll knock out another one, JP. I know you got about five.
Okay. I would stay in the grocery stores. Do you know what Aldi is?
Yeah, for sure, man. I shop at Aldi's.
So on Christmas Eve, when their store closes, they're going to take all of their like food, like all their fresh products, and they're closed from Christmas Eve to December 27th, and they're going to take that 3 days' worth of fresh food products, and they're going to give it all away for Christmas.
That's dope. Like, who are they giving it to? Do you know it, or is it just, like, going to be right outside their stores, come pick up what you want?
Food banks to support less fortunate individuals and prevent food from going to waste.
That's awesome, man.
So basically, every food bank in each state, I guess?
That makes me want to shop there even more.
There isn't even an Aldi by my house.
Really? Like,
I haven't seen an Aldi that wasn't on the South Side ever.
Yeah, when I was in Michigan, there was an Aldi up there, I think. But it was on the South Side of Detroit.
Yeah, like I've seen one Aldi in my life. And it's a little bit out of my driving range. No offense to Aldi.
I hear that. That's still good things that they're doing though, man, for sure.
I feel like every place should do this. Also, I like the fact that they're closed from like 6 p.m. Christmas Eve to December 27th to give their employees a break. Instead of their employees like working all Christmas Eve and then right back on the 26th or maybe even Christmas.
Right. That is pretty dope.
Tim's super tired. He can tell he's bringing the energy today.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sleepy. I was also thinking, like, man, I gotta like work Christmas Eve. So
you do?
Shout out to Al. Yeah, man.
Oh, I do too, man. I do too. I've worked every Christmas Eve, I think, since I've had a job. Since like 16.
Yeah, same. Depressing. We gotta get it together.
One day, Tim.
One day.
Yo, I've worked every New Year's Eve too since 2007.
I would definitely have to say the same, man. I don't remember not working like a holiday for sure.
Facts and positive news.
We can't record this late anymore. So check this out. In Salt Lake City, a church has created the first of its kind charity vending machine. So I know we've talked about some vending machines on this show before, which they're pretty cool, where you can get like socks and stuff like that. But this vending machine, you can literally, for $75, you can donate a goat that provides milk to a family in a third world country this Christmas.
Wait, what?
Exactly. For $25, you can pay for two chickens. It's $20 for an eye exam or $5 for a pair of eyeglasses. And this is all for like people in third world countries. That's how dope this vending machine is.
Oh, so it's not really like a vending machine. It's like a donation machine?
Exactly.
Hmm.
It's pretty amazing, man. It's like the first of its kind, basically. And I know this is going to like take off the way that everything is built up. It looks amazing, man. I'll post the article to the Facebook page so you guys can check it out. But I mean, they have other things in the machines. I think there's four different type of machines that are offering different items, like a first aid kit, school shoes, medicine, glasses, again, eye exams again. I mean, it's amazing to me like that somebody came up with this idea, they put it together, and they're putting it to use in Salt Lake City.
You know what they should do on that vending machine, donation machine?
What's that?
They should put a computer on like the top, not a computer, like a screen. And so every time something gets donated, it's like we've given 2,000 kids glasses, and it keeps adding up. And so you see all the good work, all the goodwill that's going on. You can tell I've been engineering and building things.
Yo, real talk, like I'm like, yo, JP, what is going on right now?
But that's a good idea, right?
Yeah, man, your imagination is like on point right now.
Yes. I did something productive today, even though I couldn't build this damn door. But yeah, I feel like, there's this water fountain, and basically you can put water in it, and it tells you how many, like, plastic bottles have been saved and not put in the environment. Every time you use it, it's like a water fountain. I think that's a great idea, and they could do the same thing with this machine.
Yeah, I'm totally with it.
Well, yeah. Well, shout out to Salt Lake City. Who's doing this?
Oh, man. I definitely exited out of the article. It was a church in Salt Lake City, though, for sure.
Well, good job, church in Salt Lake City. Well, I'm going to wake Tim up because I have a story he loves.
All right, I'm with that.
It's about running.
Okay, I'm awake now.
It's from a man named Orville Rogers. He's 100 years old, turned 100 on November 28th, and he picked up running at the ripe middle age of 50. He basically ran marathons for 25 years. He ran his He ran his best marathon time at, you want to guess what age, Tim?
45.
Well, he started running at 50. Yeah, so
62. My bad.
So, okay. It was 75.
75, all right. My bad.
Yeah, he ran it. Yeah, that's crazy. He ran at 75 years old, he ran a 3 hour and 39 minute marathon. That was his best marathon time. He set basically 13 senior records. He ran the 160 meter dash and won by 0.5 seconds. And basically, a company called Dank & Company made him his own customized sneakers. And yeah. I think it's an awesome story.
He's pretty much a badass. Hey, what did you say his marathon time was?
At 75 years old, he ran in 3 hours and 39 minutes.
Yo, Kevin Hart just ran it, and it was like 3 hours and 45 minutes.
How old's Kevin Hart?
I think he's like in his 30s, mid-30s. He's like in the best shape of his life, too.
And Orville Rogers ran it at 75. Killing it. You can teach an old dog new tricks. You can still get fit in the middle age, later age in your life.
And he was a World War II vet.
I don't know where you're saying that, Tim.
I googled it real quick because I was like, all right, runner, let me check this guy out. Okay. And it said he was a World War II vet. Celebrated his 100th birthday.
Yeah, that's pretty cool though, right?
Yeah, man, that's amazing.
See, positive news story, inspiration. I'm trying to bring the energy. We're trying to be like Orville Rogers today.
Absolutely, man. I got one more story, man, so I'm gonna go ahead and knock it out real quick. I have a community that had came together because a girl got her bike stolen. So check this out. Bridget, she has cerebral palsy, which we've talked about this on the show before. JP, you remember us talking about it? You know what it is?
Yes. Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, if you could, real quick.
I like how the last time we had a story like this, I did the same thing to you.
Yeah, I definitely remember.
Cerebral palsy basically makes it, due to like spinal complications, it's difficult to walk. It hurts.
Definitely. You definitely don't have full control of your fine motor skills, basically. And, so she can't drive, and walking any distance for her is definitely, like, it's tough for her. So Coleman, Bridget is her first name, Coleman's her last name. She rides this special bike. It has 3 wheels, and somebody stole her bike. She works at Arby's, so she gets to and from work riding this bike, and now she can't get to work, and her community was pretty upset about it because, obviously, who would steal her bike? So what they decided to do is, her boss put together a GoFundMe page and wrote, you know, something very sweet, basically saying, I'm trying to raise money to buy her a new bike. She needs one with 3 wheels and a basket, just like the one in the picture. We need to buy a good bike lock and lights since she rides it back and forth to work. Donate if you can. I would like you to get here. I would like to get her a bike as fast as I can so she is not walking in the dark. Thank you in advance. And I thought that was, you know, pretty dope, and it's, you know, by itself. Now, I don't know exactly how much the bike costs, but they raised about $4,000 as of Friday morning.
Oh, it's at $5,848 right now.
Oh, wow. See, it's amazing to me, man. Like, the fact that they raised this money for a girl that got her bike stolen and that obviously needs the bike. I think it's amazing when people come together, you can, like, achieve so much.
Oh, I got an even better follow-up. So the new bike she got, it's battery-operated, so it helps her pedal so she didn't have to work as hard. It has a back support, and it has an electric lock. And all the extra money is going to be used to get her some new winter clothes, pay off some bills, help her out on the electricity and the gas. Bang, bang, bang.
Man, that's what's up.
this is a community, coming together. That's exactly what we're here for, uplifting and positive news. I mean, that's the best kind of positive news story. Something bad happens to one person in the community, and the community comes together to help out that person.
Right.
Timothy inspired right answer.
My bad, man. I'm just like, I'm trying to bring the energy. I swear, I feel like I have the energy, but then I can hear my echo low key, and I'm just like, man, straight zombie.
It's all good, Tim. It's because you're working hard to build up your community.
Dude, stop. I'm trying, man. We're trying.
But yeah, I saw this positive news story too. It's pretty amazing. Shout out to Bridget. Shout out to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, for the community coming together to help her out. Also, a bike that helps you pedal. Great idea. Great idea.
No, for sure. For sure.
I think that's it. That's it for the positive news stories today, Tim.
Legit, man. Well, I do have a positive quote. No matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world.
So say something positive to someone today. Spread out that positive word and let's change the world. Until Wednesday, we're out.
Stay positive.